And around the corner at United Church of Chapel Hill on MLK Boulevard, it's going to be the inaugural reception for an ongoing project, actually a project that's just getting off the ground, that is being conducted locally by the Orange County Community Remembrance Coalition. This is in conjunction with the Equal Justice Initiative, which is a national project based out of Alabama. It's a multi-year project to recognize the victims of lynchings nationwide and in local communities. Orange County's Community Remembrance Coalition is spearheading the local effort, and the inaugural reception begins tonight at 6 o'clock, United Church of Chapel Hill, and everyone is invited to that. Recently, we spoke with James Williams of the Chapel Hill-Carborough NAACP about that project. We're joined now by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill-Carborough NAACP. Chapel Hill-Carborough NAACP.com is their website. Anna, thanks for being with us, and Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. Glad to be here. 2019.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We made it through another year,
right? We made
it
through 2018. Which
somehow.
There were some times during that year I had questions.
So as we look ahead to 2019, first of all, this project from the Community Remembrance Coalition is getting off the ground tonight, but we're going to hear more about that in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, we will hear a lot more about it. I'll just say one word. You mentioned James was on. Our branch is pretty heavily involved in that effort. There were people lynched in Orange County, and there is one plaque in the Alabama National Monument to the victim of the Orange County lynching that is recorded there. We're certain there was more than one. But the effort here locally, there is a process to bring the medallion for the victim of lynching in your county back to the county. And so over the course of the year, there are a number of folks in the community working through that Orange County Coalition to have a proper remembrance here locally. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what that ends up being, but that tonight's reception is an inaugural one to kick off this effort and will be a good education for a lot of people who may not be familiar with the history of lynching in the nation and in Orange County.
Yeah, and I think it's important, and I know this is part of what the EJI is trying to do, is to get people in their own communities to reflect upon the fact that this happened here.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know James was talking about Manly McCauley, who was the victim in 1898 in Calvander, and this is something I didn't know. And now, you know, you drive up to that intersection on 86 and Homestead there.
Yes.
That's an intersection where a lynching took place, and you drive past it and you don't even think about it,
exactly.
but now you will. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
again, that reception's coming up tonight at 6 o'clock at United Church of Chapel Hill. I don't know, there are a lot of other events coming up later on this month as well, including in less than 2 weeks, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah. So a couple exciting things going on. The town of Carborough is doing a groundbreaking for Martin Luther King Park in Carborough at 11 o'clock on Saturday, January 19th. And that is a long coming. I've only been in town 5 years, so I didn't realize just how long ago, almost 20 years ago, I think, when that process first started. So it's pretty significant to have the groundbreaking. So that's happening at 11. And then at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the Youth Advisory Council for the town of Carborough and our NAACP Youth Council, along with other youth in the community, are spearheading an MLK program that'll be held at Century Center at 1 o'clock on the 19th. So lots of things going on. Then Monday, on the actual King Day holiday, the local branch, our branch, will be conducting a series of events starting at 9 o'clock at Peace and Justice Plaza. It's been our tradition to have a rally there. We have Agnum Cech, who is the co-chair of the UNC Black Student Congress. He's going to be the speaker there. We have youth, other youth in the community that will be participating in that program, followed by a march from Peace and Justice up to First Baptist Church on Rosemary, where we'll have an hour of coffee and conversation about some of the issues and how they impact our community, followed at 11 o'clock by an interfaith service led by our NAACP Religious Affairs Committee. We have a great speaker, Dr. Rodney Sadler from Charlotte, will be our keynote speaker, but we will have the UNC Gospel Choir will be there. Our youth council will be participating, and we'll be presenting our annual NAACP Volunteer Service Award at that event as well. So we invite people to come out and take a moment to commemorate the social justice king of our country and our generation, Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday. All events are free and open to the public, and we invite folks to come join us.
Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on those upcoming events and much more. Speaking with Anna Richards, and Dr. King's work continues. One of the many things that he fought for was voting rights, and that fight continues to go on. It had the voter ID bill, or the state constitutional amendment that was passed in November. A bill got passed in December to actualize that, but now there's a lawsuit against that, and the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP has signed on to it?
North Carolina State NAACP is the lead plaintiff, along mm-hmm. with six other branches across the state, and the Chapel Hill Carborough branch is proud to be a part of that action, really challenging the constitutionality of voter ID. So it's going back to the very constitutionality of voter ID that, as you know, was won in the courts three times and then put on the ballot. We have the same group of fine pro bono lawyers who won those other cases working with us. Also, talking about the hardship, I think a lot of folks say, well, you know, ID, how hard is that? I think that voting is such a sacred right that any restriction put on it has to be looked at as to why one would want to suppress any element of the vote. We're proud to be a part of that action and look forward to what we hope will be a successful overturning of that.
Now, is that a federal lawsuit?
Is it
U.S. Constitution?
Yes.
That it's been? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we'll keep following that. And I know there is a lawsuit that's going through on the state level that's challenging not voter ID, but the bill in particular.
Bill.
So
yes.
There's a couple of
there's a couple
that are going through, and we'll have a lot more on that this year. Again, speaking with Anna Richards, other things coming up that people want to know about?
You know, 2019 is a pretty significant year. Mm-hmm. It is the 400th year for Africans being enslaved in this country. And I don't think a lot of people understand that the first Africans were brought here in 1619. So oftentimes you hear people talk about African Americans as if we are Johnny come latelys to this country. But from 1619, there was little here that hasn't been touched and built on. The backs and blood of African Americans in the Americas. And so I 400 years, I think there are few Americans really that can trace their lineage in America back that far. And so we will be working to make sure people become more aware of that history. Unfortunately, we don't always hear these things in our history books. The other thing significant about 2019 for the NAACP, we will be celebrating 110 years in existence, which makes us the oldest civil rights organization in the world. And we'll have some opportunity to commemorate that as well. So a significant year in the history of Africans in America. significant year for the NAACP, and of course, a significant year as we try to make sure that every person is eligible, who's eligible to vote, gets the opportunity to vote. And so we'll be fighting to make sure that those rights stay preserved.
Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the chapter and upcoming events. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.